we go. We're on air. It's Jeff Steger, your host of the Agriculture Show here at CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. It's August the 9th, and a hot, hot summer, and I can look at my guests, and they're all nodding their heads because it's been pretty steamy this year, and a little bit more marine would be most welcome. So we're going to carry on with our show today. This is episode number 168, and just delighted to have two guests in studio, returning guest Jim Coffey, and new guest Alex Burnett. And we're going to play our usual collection of great songs here. And I'll ask Jim's very kindly brought along some super duper music. And I'll ask him to talk about this first one. And it's a little bit kind of different. It's called El Condor Pass.
Yeah.
What's happening with that song, Jim?
El Condor Passe, which means the condor has passed.
Okay.
And I'd had the opportunity to be in South America a couple of times in the past year. And one thing that Alec and I are doing is putting on another agricultural learning trip to Argentina and Chile this winter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to go from February 19th to March 3rd.
Yes.
And one part of it is going for a drive through the mountains for a full day and through the Andes Mountains. And this song kind of gives you the sense of the Andes Mountains and the native people and things I've seen in the past year down there. So,
and I'm glad you mentioned that because we're going to have a special part of our show today. Besides getting to know Alex, we're going to talk about a really interesting project coming up. It's a travel opportunity to South America this winter, and we're looking forward to that part of the show as well. So let's play this song and just settle in. We're here for an hour and a bit, and we hopefully have a great show with lots of interesting music and conversation. And just sit down and have a cup of tea. We'll see you real soon. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Amy Cronin from Cronin Family Farms and the Ontario Pork Producers Marketing Board. You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer, producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblemic of the region of Waterloo. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
And thanks for listening today, folks. That was a very interesting tune that Jim picked out there. And we can't help but think that that has been done in a more modern time. I know you're looking at it. We think that might sound like a Beatles tune of some sort. So Jim's nodding his head. He's going to look for that. And what we're going to do right now is introduce our guest today, Alex Burnett. And Alex, just thanks for coming out today. And
you're welcome.
And you have some great songs. We're looking forward to playing those. Ring of Fire is one of your favorite songs.
Well, that was one that Jim thought that he'd like to hear.
And okay.
He said, yeah, I...
You won't complain.
I won't complain. I'm a country. I like to listen to a lot of country music and sing country music, so that's a good one. Yep.
Well, I'm really glad you're here today because you're going to tell us two different stories, and either one would be a great show, but we're going to do two for one. We're going to talk eventually about this travel opportunity coming up to South America, but we also want to talk about you and your farm. And before we get to those sections, let's hear about yourself. Alex, you're obviously a country boy. Tell us about your where you live and family and Christmas traditions, whatever you like. Who are you, Alex Burnett? Tell us all about yourself.
Well, I'm a fourth-generation farmer. I'm kind of an import in Waterloo region because I'm from Dufferin County.
Mm-hmm.
We farm there with my wife, Linda, and my son, Darrell, and his wife, Anita, and we run a small cashless cash crop farm over there. At least it seems small compared to some.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. And I've been involved with Pioneer DuPont for a number of years, and that's how Jim and I have come together. And we farm. It is cash crop. We used to be in livestock, and several years ago we went away from that and just growing crops and selling them.
Mm-hmm. And for our listener, Pioneer DuPont is one of our larger suppliers of seed and agronomic advice in Ontario. And sometimes those of us in the industry throw words that the first of the street, not too sure what's going on. So I just want to make that clear that they're an important partner in what that long step that brings food from the farmer to you, the consumer. Your home, Alex, is in Rockwood, right?
No, actually, we're just outside of Bellwood,
mm-hmm.
and between Bellwood and Grand Valley, so yes. We're in Dufferin County,
right on.
And it's which is near the Bellwood Lake, which is part of the Grand River system, of course. I've been there. My grandfather bought the farm where we live right now in. He bought one part of the farm in 1895, or my grandmother bought it, and he lived there and then moved on to the farm where I am in 1900.
Mm-hmm.
And then my father farmed it until he retired, and then I took over, and my son is coming up into it as we speak. Mm-hmm. And I've got grandsons that are showing an interest as well, so that's a good thing.
You are very busy farming. Do you have time for some hobbies? Are you perhaps building a boat in the basement or a curler? I understand the little birdie told me that you do some singing. What are your hobbies?
Well, singing is probably my hobby. I don't have a lot of time for. I don't take the time is probably my bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy. I've enjoyed singing and trying to play a guitar. For a number of years, and I've been doing that since I was a teenager, and I've played with different bands and do different things. Actually, I have a gospel service coming up this next Sunday, mm-hmm. in Bellwood at the church. So
it's always I'm just so glad that you had mentioned that in our earlier conversation today. We all have lots of interesting things that we do that not normally would associate with would come up in conversation. I'm just glad to find out about the singing part. I did prompt you for me. It'd be nice if you had brought along a little memory stick with some of your stuff from your singing, but I can tell that you enjoy it, and participating in the community just besides farming is an important thing.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Right. Yeah. And let's play some more music, and we'll come back and talk to Alex a little bit about what he does, and we'll get towards our adventure discussion on a trip. The next song on the playlist that Mr. Jim Coffey has provided is by Ronnie Millsap, and it's called "I'd Be a Legend in My Time." Oh, that's Alex's.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. It is a song that I have done, but I really enjoyed it. Jim wanted different songs, so I picked that one because that's one that if you called me to ask me to play it, I would just, that'd be one I would do.
You do. The story in behind is, do you remember when the first time you heard it and where you were and why do you like it so much? Why do you like this song?
Because Ronnie Millsap sings it, probably. No, if you listen to it, it's a good tune.
All right, let's play it, and folks, just sit still and have a cup of coffee, and we'll be right back at the Agriculture Show in this episode number 168, August the 9th of 2016.
If heartaches brought fame in love's crazy game, I'd be a legend in my time. If they gave gold statuettes for tears and I'd be a legend in my time. But they don't give awards, and there's no praise or fame for a heart that's been broken over love. If loneliness meant world acclaim, everyone would know my name. I'd be a legend in my give awards, and there's no praise or fame for a heart that's been broken over love that's in vain. If loneliness meant world acclaim, then everyone would know my name. I'd be a legend in my time. I'd be a legend in my time.
I'm Jan Westcott from Spirits Canada. You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
And we're back, and thanks for listening in, folks, to the Agriculture Show. Guest today, returning guest is Jim Coffey, and our new guest today is Alex Burnett, and we just had a real good time talking to Alex about where he lives and family, and music is one of his interests. So just for curiosity, Ronnie Millsap, by chance, have you or do you wish to see a concert with him in? I ain't sure if the guy's still alive there, you know? Have you seen him or heard from him?
No, I never saw him. But he's had really good... His really good music, and his head, it's been good like that. He just doesn't put out bad ones. So it's my style of music. So.
Excellent. Good choice. And we're looking forward to playing some more from him that we have on our collection to play today. We're in our second segment, and I'd like to ask our guest, what do you do? And you wear many hats. I guess cash crop farmer is the biggest thing. But you can tell us about your farm operation and whatever comes to mind, and maybe start into our topic today, how you became a part-time travel agent. But tell us a story beforehand about, what you do, and then we'll hopefully lead into the...
I've been farming. I worked away from the farm. I came back to the farm back in the early 70s, as everyone has a story on how their farms went, mine was not much different than most. But we get into cash cropping and working with, and as a it has developed, and also I was had started working with Pioneer Hybrid at the time, and so then you get to see the talk to the other farmers that are in the actually across the country, and you learn from every one of them.
Yes.
And you try to take what they tell you and show you, and you take it back to your farm and you apply it where you can. And so agriculture's has been a big part of our life, and as well as my wife's Linda, and we've had our good times and we've had our rough times and all the rest. Our traveling started with Pioneer Hybrid way back when they used to take some of the sales people on trips. And actually, I've been to Brazil, and that was with a Pioneer trip.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a number of years ago. There'll be a few people out there that will remember that. And that got the... I guess that's what planted the seed that made traveling appealing to my wife, Linda, and I. And so we did a lot of... Been fortunate enough to travel to a lot of different places. And we've seen a fair chunk of the world. I guess the most exotic would be Dubai and Hong Kong. And saw several of the Caribbean islands and... Mm-hmm. One thing another. So And then when it come to this trip to Argentina and Chile, it just happens that the travel agency that Jim is working with, the lady who owns that actually is my sister.
All right.
She's
got into the new job.
I kind of fell in with a little bit.
Isn't the word voluntold?
Voluntold, yeah. That'd be a good way to put it.
She's my second cousin by marriage.
Oh, my goodness.
So I throw that in. Small world out there.
And we should catch up with you, too, in the show time, Jim. It'll be great. But now that you have the full story, and let's talk about the travel trip. It's quite interesting. You're going to go to Chile and Argentina.
Yes, we're going to Argentina. It's an agriculture tour. There's going to be a fair bit of tourist stuff in it, but it's directed towards agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let Jim talk about it a little bit more because he was involved with the one last year, and the person who we're working with in South America is going to guide us down there, and he's also taking us to Chile. So,
okay.
Maybe Jim.
I'll take it over there.
All right.
It's good
to see you again, Jim.
Here I am.
Yeah, here you are. It's been a couple of months or so, and glad to have you
back. Almost a regular.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there you go.
It's been a great help for the show, bringing in guests and topics and so that's a little bit what's happening with this next project. Maybe some web links, too, in case people want to learn more about it.
Okay. I'll give you a little information first and how Alec got into this.
All right.
I work closely with his sister Mary at Arthur Travel, and Arthur Travel is really the key contact if anyone's interested in pursuing this trip. They can be reached at 519-848-2665, and you can ask for Bonnie, and she can forward you more information on the trip. How I originally got involved in this is I really wanted to go to Brazil and get a sense of Brazilian agriculture. And I had a friend of mine do a trip with a group of farmers a couple years before. He had a good contact down there who essentially organized everything for us. I knew most of the farmers that went, so obviously I wanted to be comfortable with the person we were dealing with down there. And it all sounded very good and professional. The fellow we work with in South America, his name is Nadiel Kowalski, and he was a farmer, a dairy farmer himself. He worked as an agronomist, so he has very good agriculture insights, and then he started his tour company about 20 years ago, and he does exclusively agricultural tours. So our tour to Brazil last year went off without a hitch. And everything was really good. The people were very happy that went on it. So we're doing a repeat now to Argentina and Chile. And the only reason Alec's going, the real reason is my wife has had me going around the planet this year way too much. And I'm going to wait a year or so. I still am a working stiff, so I have to have holidays, and I'm kind of getting close to the end here. So I knew the perfect guy would be Alec Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
And because Alec has traveled and, he's a very talented person. And his wife, Linda, who is accompanying him, is very organized.
Very good.
So we'll tell you more later.
That sounds good.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Folks, thanks for listening in. We're just talking with Alex and Jim, and Jim's just giving us a little link. I suppose if you were to Google that trip, would it pop up somewhere? Do you think about the... You got the phone number there.
I'm not sure it would pop up. You could email just arthurtravel@hotmail.com.
Okay.
Or once again, call them, 519-848-2665, and ask for Bonnie.
So this is a trip, agriculture tour, but anybody can go. So if you're interested in seeing what agriculture is like in another country, this is a great opportunity.
Right.
So with that, Jim, thanks so much. We'll get back and talk a bit more about your plans later in the show, hopefully, and toward our wrap up. I guess tell us about what's happening with you. I guess it hasn't changed a whole lot from the last time I talked. You seem to be still in one piece. That's good.
So far in one piece.
Yeah.
Enjoying what I do every day, and I like talking with farmers and people in the industry. And a lot of my job is organizing and problem solving, and it can be a little more challenging some days, but today my biggest concern is I have a deer eating one of my show plots, and I need to scare him away.
Right.
So I have a plan. It does not include anything that you might be thinking.
Well, our urban listeners who have to deal with a raccoon digging through their garbage are all well aware of times and places where the human animal interactions are getting each other's way. So there's lots of different challenges there. Just occurred to me, we should probably just play a song here before we get back to Alex. He can tell us a little bit about agriculture. Should we play a South American tune, or shall we play another Mr. Millsap song?
Well, if you're asking me, I'm going to go South American.
All right.
And I'll go with Madonna, if you can pick her off there.
I can.
Yeah.
And
this is really appropriate for the tour that's coming up.
All right. That's Madonna. Wow. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
strange when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your love after all that I've done. You won't believe me, all you will see is a girl you once knew, although she's dressed up to the nines at sixes and sevens with you. I had to let it happen, I had to change. Couldn't stay all my life down at heel, looking out of the window, staying out of the sun. So I chose freedom, running around, trying everything new, but nothing impressed me at all. I never expected. For me, Argentina, the truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. And as for fortune, and as for fame, I never invited them in. Though it seemed to the world they were all I desired. They are illusions, they're not the solutions they promised to be. The answer was here all the time. I love you and hope you love me. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I kept my promise, don't keep your distance. Have I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true.
Hello, I'm Alec Burnett from Dufferin County. You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture, The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in the support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WAF strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
I guess we can probably say that's what you're doing here today, helping us out with that task. We're trying to bring a bit of a message of agriculture to our urban listeners, and I'm just really glad you could come out today, Alex, and talk about it. Long history of farming, still going strong. What's some of the more unusual questions that someone's asked you about agriculture? What would you tell people about agriculture?
Well, as we were saying there before the show started, like one of the things with agriculture, and some people think that agriculture has become a corporate farming. In an actual fact, most of the farms are family farms. As our farm is a family farm, has been a family farm for over 100 years, and we're farming different than we did in the 1900s mm-hmm. or in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a family farm. We do things, as I always say, and some people, I'm not saying all, some people are concerned about how we do our farming. But the food that we produce on our farm, we feed to our own children. We don't want to, we would never do anything that would hurt them any more than we'd hurt other people.
Mm-hmm.
So agriculture is a changing, it's very technical now. It's technology is a huge part of it now. We have GPS on our combines and on our sprayers and on our tractors, and we use the same satellites that the airplanes use, Bittner, to move the equipment around in the fields. Twitter accounts are being used every day by more of the younger farmers than myself, but I use a cell phone a lot, and which is maybe a pretty small part, but it's what's happened in agriculture. What's happened in the last 5 years has changed more in the last 5 years than it did in the 8 years before that, and it just keeps doubling. And where we'll be 5 years from now, it's just going to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Just keeps moving ahead very quickly.
Yeah. It's nice to be part of an industry that inexpensive food relatives are almost income, where we pay the lowest in the world. 10%, 12%. Very fortunate there. We're so fortunate to have grocery stores full of everything you can imagine, and then the price and the convenience. It's a modern miracle.
Yes, it is.
And,
yes.
You and other farmers in Ontario are part of that, and Jim as representing a supplier of inputs to that type of agriculture. So a message to people in the street, life is good.
We all can walk around with full stomachs and good quality food, and it's
and today's modern sensibilities about environment and wages and human rights, and those are part of the parcel of farming.
It's part of the parcel of farming.
Certainly, some are legislated, but there's lots of codes of practice and best management procedures in place, and so any farmer in Ontario who prides himself on being, top of the pack, it's probably following those codes.
Has to. Isn't a question of
okay.
Probably. It yes. has to follow those codes of practice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a changing world, but it's everything is being done to make it safer for the farmers as well.
True.
And I actually am excited with agriculture today, and just the way it's one of the questions was if we had to go back to the 1950s, and you wouldn't want to go back to the 1950s in healthcare, and nobody would, and yet, it's, and I wouldn't want to go back to the 1950s in agriculture either.
Mm-hmm.
I lived through it. I know it was hard work. Yeah.
It's also true. We have lots of young farmers who have, we've had them on our show before. Boy, the one young lady came in here, and I just saw her the other day. She did a community shared agriculture, which is, you know, between you and me, I mean, that is the premier way to get your stuff priced. Your customer actually pays you ahead of time to grow it. Not like you and I. We grow it and say, well, hopefully somebody buys it.
Yeah.
So now community shared agriculture is usually
buy, retail, sell, wholesale. That's kind of the model.
Yeah. So, but
that's good.
As a young farmer, her pricing model is superior to ours.
Yes, it's different.
Because the customer pays ahead of time.
Yeah, it's different.
And so there's, for our young farmers and other, for our people interested in agriculture, there's a multitude of different things that may or may not suit your own belief system and or financial situation. But certainly production agriculture, as you see it, that's driving around beautiful southern Ontario, is probably going to be the mainstay for some time, I would suspect.
Yes, I believe it. I believe that totally. Like it's, and farms are getting larger because of, well, as I said, it's, you have to get larger in order to, because we're still producing, there's less and less people working on the farms, and there's still lots of food. Like, we're able to produce large amounts of food because we do it the way we do.
Mm-hmm. Good message for our urban listeners. Thanks for doing that.
Welcome.
There's another Ronnie Millsap song tuned up here.
There you
Alex,
go.
This is your another one of your choices. I assume it's Back in My Mind Again. Tell us a little bit about that song. Where'd you first hear it and why do you like it?
Well, the same answer as I had before. I always liked Ronnie Millsap, and it's just a nice country tune.
All right. This one you will be humming along to.
Oh, likely.
Excellent. Okay, folks, thanks for listening in. We're going strong here at Agriculture Show. We'll see you in a few minutes.
I took some time to clear my mind, give myself a change of atmosphere. I had some fun lying in the sun. Daytona's nice this time of year. I saw lovers hand in hand building castles in the sand and doing all the things we did back then. But just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again. Back on my mind, time after time, I wonder if this heart will ever mend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind. My shell, really doing well. I met someone who thinks the world of me. She talks of rings and whispers loving things. She's everything you'd want a girl to be. But when she holds me tight, the feeling isn't right. It seems as though I'm never gonna win. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again. Back on my mind, time after time, I wonder if this heart will ever mend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind. Heart will ever mend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again.
Hi, this is Mel. I'm from Mel's Prime Beef. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmers with the needs of society.
Okay, and we're back, and thanks for listening today, folks. Just having a great time here at our studios here at 283 Duke Street East West on the old Beamer Box Factory, previously Electrohome Factory, so part right downtown, part of that culture and center of the KW area with the new construction on the LRT, and that's another discussion, but we're right in the center of things, and just glad you could listen today. Today's guests are Allie Burnett and returning guest Jim Coffey. And we've had just a hoot here talking a little bit about these guys, what they're doing, and some basic stuff. And we're sort of at a stage where we're kind of wrapping up a bit here or just move to the end of the show. You know, for quick review, Alex is from Bellwood.
Yes.
And Mr. Coffey, you're still living in Wellington County?
Fergus.
Yeah. And both...
Highland Games are coming up.
Oh, when's that coming?
This weekend. Yeah.
Huh. Are you guys going to go up?
I'm going camping.
I go to the Thursday night show.
And both guests are involved in agriculture. Alex and family are operating cash crop farm in Bellwood and surrounding area. And Jim is busy at being a representative for Pioneer DuPont, which are a supplier of crop products and inputs for the agricultural production guys. We talked a little bit about the great trip coming up, and we'll do that a little bit later again. It's Argentina, Chile. So this is a good part of the show where, you know what, I just asked my guests, well, what do we want to talk about, and message to our listeners, urban listeners. And Jim, you talked about a story you heard that makes tell us the story first, and then, you know, basically it's the kind of stories we want to hear about and do something about.
Well, in my job, I do spend time on the road, and I listen to CBC quite a bit. And actually, the local CBC network here out of Waterloo. And I heard a disturbing story about animal welfare in the Midwest U.S. And, you know, it's one of those things I don't like to hear. No one does. I'm not really convinced what the background story is on this place. Certainly the farmers that I know, and I know a lot of them, are humane keepers of their livestock. No one wins by abusing livestock. Pretty much all the animals we have on farm today have got a better health plan than you and I have. So we take care of them. We don't abuse them. There are livelihoods, and, you know, they're well-treated. But there's always something you hear that just goes down the wrong path, and people jump on it. And then the real question is, what is the story behind what went on in the States today? I'm sure you can look it up on CBC. And to me, it's not a real farm. It's a collection. It's not the way we do business.
Yes, well, we know what it's like in the industry and are surprised by even the idea that you would mistreat animals because that doesn't help out your bottom line. it is inconceivable that a dairy farm or a hog farm would have inhumane treatment because the animal would not gain and then you would not make a living and it would just be. But it's also true if the public has questions about it, we can answer those questions. It's just an odd, different hat to wear, isn't it, nowadays, Alex? Do you ever had so much... Can you remember when people asked so much about agriculture in your career?
Well, no, that's right.
The interest is great, but not this kind of interest.
Well, sometimes it's not the right kind of interest, but sometimes you neglect to... You hear something and you neglect to... say something because, oh, well, it'll pass. But, we're finding, we have to be more diligent. And when something is spoke about something, we need to correct the person quickly, because it, usually all it is just a, is just explain something fairly and not and this is more to the agriculture people to deal with that than the urban people. The urban people may ask the question, and if you don't answer it properly, then they get to think their own ideas, and that's kind of too bad, because it is what it is. But yeah. we need to deal with that sort of issue.
Let's talk about technology.
Technology.
Sure.
Well, we can do that. I see the Woodstock Farm Show is coming up, and one of the organizers said to me one time that if you have a young person at your house who's not too sure what their career choice should be, going to the farm show should be the first thing you take that young person to, because if there isn't something modern in science and technical there, then
that's right.
There's opportunities.
Oh, the technology and that's right. And the opportunities in agriculture are immense.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's anybody coming through high school, the young people in high school who are thinking and searching for things to what they're going to do. And when you're a young person, you're trying to decide what you're going to do for the rest of your life. There's some really good schools. Guelph and Ridgetown and Kempville, and they teach agriculture, but there's so many things in agriculture, and it can be technology, as Jim just said.
Mm-hmm.
We use a computer as much as we use, there's a computer on the tractors, there's computers on, like just knowing how to fix those things is a big thing.
there's a job in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's lots of
opportunities, and you're right, going to the agriculture, that show is a good place for young people to go.
Mm-hmm. I believe we're still looking, there are still like two jobs for every graduate from agriculture. Available.
That could very well be.
I should find out, but certainly there's no extra people. There are no surplus.
Especially
you always get a job.
In the sciences and in the people that want to work with their hands, like there's mechanics and stuff like that. It's hard for them, hard for some of the local dealerships to get good mechanics, because so there's lots of jobs in agriculture. It's agriculture related. It's not necessarily out in the fields, but it's agriculture related.
Well, this whole agritainment thing, and we may have clucked our tongues at it, but there are now opportunities because we have so many people in town who are looking for an experience.
Yeah, but we live in a great area.
I know.
Urban, intermixed with agriculture.
And that pen full of cattle that you and I look at is a lot of work. For someone else's eyes, that's a delight.
Yeah.
And they're more than glad to give you $20 to come to your place and look at them.
There's
opportunity there, right?
Yeah.
You might go back in the cattle business.
Well, I...
Take it over. But I think a lot of folks think that agriculture is behind in technology. And that's not the case. So you have a real example here. Your Google head office is next door,
right,
and the Google self-driving car. Well, we've had auto-steer self-driving tractors for years. Now, they're not out there without a human operator on them, because we believe in safety and keeping an eye on things and don't hand it completely over. But realistically, planting, spraying, pretty much anything can be auto-steer. Combines, tractors, and... It's a great thing as far as reducing fatigue and allowing the farmer to get more done in his moving office.
I remember the first time we were putting auto steer on one of our tractors, and because my son was involved and he thought we should do this, and I thought, you got to be crazy. But now I'd hate to get on a tractor without it, because it is, and it is more efficient, and it sets things up. So technology is, agriculture today is very technical. You can go to a dairy farm now and the computers are up dealing with the milk and the cows and feeding the cows and actually even cleaning the slats on some of the barns and pushing the feed up. They have robots that are doing that. And
mm-hmm.
And that's all computers.
And why do we do it? It's because labor shortages. But some jobs, literally, for the human being, are really mundane.
They are mundane.
Sweeping a
dangerous
400 or 500 foot long bunk 4 times a day into cattle. That's a bit tedious. So now we have a robot that'll do it.
You know, I've had the luxury of having so many wonderful guests on the show. Previous guest, a local tech company, and they build robotized work platforms, and they had a project at the Vineland Research Station up and down the rows of vegetable crops, following a grid and performing various functions. And he says his robots are from dull, dangerous, and dirty work.
Yeah.
And some agricultural with the development technology, wouldn't we even build a robot to go and pick bugs off the, pick those Japanese beetles off the soybeans before they eat them bare, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's a great application of technology. Yeah. And realistically.
Those things don't care if they just do that 24 hours a day, just pick.
And, it helps us reduce, pesticide imprints and. As long as we can do it in a economical, sustainable way, why not?
So the future looks bright, and we have opportunity for people in agriculture. There's still some business opportunities in the new and upcoming types of agriculture, small local markets and so on. I think every generation said it's hard to get started in farming, but somehow people do. So there's further consolidation, and if you're a young person and think you can go into a farm and right away you got all the machinery, all the land, all the quota tomorrow, that's definitely can't happen. You have to work into it one way or the other. You just can't go into a school and say ta-da.
No, you can't. You have to work into it, but there's. Surprisingly, the ones that do, and lots of people have part-time or have full-time jobs, but their love is for farming.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a full-time job that they go to work and get a paycheck, and they come home, and then they start into another 8 or 9 hour job running their farm.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing in those situations is the support of the family. Like it's husband and wife, that's what they want to do. And they support each other. One person by himself can't do that. It takes the support of the family and or somebody. And that's even in today's agriculture. It's not something, because there are days when it's there's long hours and there's long, and maybe there's holidays missed and there's because you can't because of the harvest or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have a love for it, or otherwise you won't do it. That's a lifestyle, and it's also a love. And those two things is what make it happen. But the people that want to do it invariably find a way to make it happen.
This is hopefully for your listeners an insight into what happens to agriculture. And I just want to thank my guests for mentioning those things. We're going to play another song before we get into our little bit last of our show here. Gentlemen, we have probably time for 2 or 3 more songs that we're looking at. Toby Keith and Johnny Cash and Tom T. Hall, and there should be another.
Ring of Fire.
It's another South American song, The High Mountain Stump. I guess that's a Gaucho is the name of the album. Okay, Ring of Fire. I heard Ring of Fire. All right, who's going to tell us all about Ring of Fire?
This is one of Jim's favorites.
All right.
Well, because Alec Burnett sings a mean Ring of Fire. You think it would be Johnny Cash up there. You can't go wrong with Ring of Fire.
True.
So, in any age.
What can I say?
Yeah. You certainly can. In fact, I think that often played in this station here, too, with him and Mr. Stompin' Tom, so. Let's play Johnny Cash. We're back. Just stay locked in. We'll be right back.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Hi, I'm Jim Coffey from Fergus, Ontario. You're listening to the Agricultural Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Thank you so much. I was looking through my playlist, Jim. I know we did one, and it must be back on our first show, but I couldn't find it. So
I got deleted.
Yes. Did a great job. Just a quick review here, folks. So that was Ring of Fire and a favorite by both of our guests today, Alex Burnett and Jim Coffey. And we've talked to these guys about where they live and family and their plans. And then we talked a little bit about the trip. Maybe we should talk a little bit more about... do you want to talk a bit more about the trip at all? Or do you think
we can.
It's Arthur Travel.
Arthur Travel.
And you had the phone number, which...
Phone number is 848-2665 in the 519 area. Yeah. We did have an information session last night, which was well attended.
Yeah.
We can take a maximum of 40 people. So if you have any interest in going, you should call in and talk to Bonnie, and she will send you a full agenda with the pricing. And realistically, Jeff mentioned it, but it is open to anybody that's got an interest in learning more about agriculture and agriculture abroad.
And having a good time.
Yeah.
Yep.
That too.
They're a nice group of people that go and diverse, and it's just a good experience. We have a common interest in agriculture, which, you know, helps everybody sort of meld together. And... you know, last year we had a few people from connected to agriculture, but not actually farmers themselves come, mm-hmm. and that added to our group. And once again, it's going from February 19th to March 3rd is when we return. And we start in Buenos Aires, Argentina, travel across Argentina, and... end up, we have a nice tour through the mountains. It's a full-day bus tour. And end up in I guess it's Santiago, Chile, and travel around there. We're trying not to move every day, more stay at a place for 2 or 3 days and look out from there. So it will be a relaxing, enjoyable, informative trip to a couple new countries for us and see what their farmers are doing. You'll find in the end that farmers are farmers no matter where they are and what they have to deal with. They just adjust to their situation.
So we'll be seeing crops and cattle, livestock, any
wineries.
Exotic, like wineries?
Yeah.
Anything exotic? There's no, this is not tropical.
No. It's not really, no.
It's too far north and too high.
Since no, I work for...
Too far south.
Further south.
Yeah.
Their climate is very similar to our own.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Since I work with DuPont Pioneer, I have some connections, and we're still actually finalizing one day on the tour, and we may end up taking the group for a couple hours to our South American winter production facility.
Okay. Very interesting.
Which, you know, is probably more interesting to the farmers, really, to see where their crops, their seeds come from when we have new varieties.
Mm-hmm.
We chase the weather. We chase the seasons around the planet and try to increase the seed volume so that we have enough that our growers can look at the newest and latest materials.
Well, that's a good story, actually, for anybody who wanted to go on a trip. If you were involved in agriculture, you might always wondered where does this stuff come from and see what's involved in it. So, good choice. So, it should be. Is this like about the 10th trip or the 15th or the 2nd? How far along?
Well, really, it would be the 2nd that I've been involved with.
All right.
But my friend Jerry Winicky from Clark's Agri Service down in the peninsula did one, I think, about 4 years ago, and that's where I got the idea from. And it was very, we work with Nadio Kowalski from, he's from Brazil. He's been doing this business for 20 years. He's got it down pat. Literally, it's an all-in trip. You know, the price includes everything. From our trip, including myself, you always think you need a lot of money for extras. But most of us brought most of our money home, except for a few nicky-nacky tourist souvenirs, you know. So it was a well-presented, well-covered trip. Yep.
You looking forward to it, Alex?
Yep. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I am. I really am looking forward to it because, it's just, it's different. Yeah.
Inevitably, you always see a little something that the other guy is doing that you think, I wonder if that would work for my place.
Well, like and even, like there's, it's just another part of the world and you keep hearing about it. And as I said, I am looking forward to it. Yeah.
Middle of winter when it might be pretty cold here, it's nice to be going.
Well, it's that too, but you're not gone that long. So you get a taste of both. You can have your, we're going to be, it's about 12 days.
Yeah,
so.
What's the dates again on it?
February 19th.
Yeah, February 19th.
March 3rd.
Okay.
That's the total time.
All right. Yeah. So, folks, we can certainly, if you're interested as a farmer or non-farmer interested in agriculture, an opportunity comes up this winter. Just talk to these guys or Arthur Travel and follow those links, and that might be a great opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm going to suggest we play another song before we do our final out here. We're moving along quite nicely. You were going to try to say something there?
No, okay. I wasn't. Other than we'll have to make a final.
You already think about the wine.
Well, we have to make a final decision. We have to have a certain amount of people to go, and that has to happen. Basically, by the end of this month, we need to be. It's going to be a. We have enough people to make it it come together.
Okay.
But it's kind of a funny thing because we only have room for so many, but we have to have so many. Mm-hmm. So it's not the same number, but it's kind of.
We're either going or we're not going.
We're either going or not going.
Yeah, fill it up or not.
Yeah.
Let's play this last Latin song here. And Jim, you probably picked this one out. This is, the album is called Gaucho, and the artist is Ku.
Yeah.
Hi, Ramon. How come you picked this song, Jim? Tell us about this one.
Well, I always have ulterior motives.
Yes.
And I wanted to bring some things in about this Argentina Chile trip.
Right.
So obviously, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
Good choice.
Is pretty much on the money there. And
The Andean native music is pretty much up and down the Andes, and we're going through the Andes, full day sightseeing tour. And the last one is Argentina is famous for its gauchos or cowboys. So I just looked up, it's essentially guitar music, and that's ingrained in their culture, and I thought it was appropriate because we are going to see not only a feedlot, but, you know, some grass-fed cattle.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be seeing lots of those across Argentina, so I thought it was appropriate. So that's why we have those three songs, to all support right. the trip and help people think a little bit about the things that could go on down there.
All right. We'll play the song. We'll be back just in our to do our last segment, very, very last segment of the show, and just want to thank you for listening in, and we'll see you in a short bit.
Hi, I'm Pat Gillison from the Bruce County Federation of Agriculture. You are listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmers, producers, the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Okay, here we're back, and thanks for listening in. We're at the last of our show today. I just looked at the playlist. We had brought some extra songs. Jim, quite fun. One by Toby Keith called "I Love This Bar."
What the, that's his.
Why, just for fun. Why do you like that song? What's that about?
It's a real cowboy show. It's a real cowboy. Okay. It's a little off color, but it's good.
Oh, jeepers! Maybe wish we would have played it.
Oh no, it'll be fine.
All right. Well, What's the story on the other song that's on the list here that we could have played? The Tom T. Hall, Old Dogs, Children, and Water.
Well, that's another. It's another song. It's just tells a story.
You like it?
Yep, I do. I really do. All right. Do you want to do that one? That'd be great.
Well, maybe I'll just play on the way out yet here today, but we probably should wrap up. And the last question I have for my guest today is what are you doing in the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years? Start wherever you can and finish wherever you can. What are you doing in the next 2 hours?
Well, I hope to be home shortly.
I'm taking Alex home. I have a date with my daughter.
Ah.
Because she's been in Europe for 3 months.
Yes.
So I guess I'm taking her out for dinner and going to see Star Trek.
Oh.
Yeah.
That Beyond? That one? Yeah. That's
supposed to be good, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a good show.
In between, I have to make a scarecrow to scare the deer away from my plot that's on the way. So we got to make a stop. So that pretty much take up my evening. Now, he'll actually have to go back to work because he's a real farmer.
Right.
Okay, what are you going
to
do?
Well, in 2 hours, I'm hoping to be home.
Yeah.
And then, what was the next? In 2 days?
Yeah, 2 days. What are you doing next?
Well, we have a sales agency, so Well, I have a DSM that cracks the whip, kind of every so often. You got to do something to keep him happy.
Yeah.
And next 2 weeks, hopefully get some holidays in.
Yeah.
Next 2 months we'll be in harvest, and hopefully we get some rain in the next short while, so there is a harvest. It's true. Been a really dry summer.
It sure has.
And rain's just been a long time, and the rain has been so spotty, and the neighbor gets it, and you don't.
Yeah, that reminds me of a story. You know what the difference between sex and rain is?
No.
Your neighbor always gets more.
I see. Okay. And you think my song's off color.
It's not off color.
And the next 2 years, well...
We have the trip to go on and...
We have a trip to go on in six months. Yeah. And hopefully in 2 years we're more or less doing the same thing as we are now.
Well,
maybe a little less healthy, of it, yeah. Just stay healthy, that's right.
And Jim, yourself, you have a little date with your daughter after a three-month trip, and then what's on your... Assuming you're going to the same... sales meeting as Mr. Burnett is here, or you're the one that's in charge of that meeting, aren't you?
Actually, he doesn't get to go.
Oh, okay.
No, this is an internal deal with the company. And,
all right.
So 2 days from now, actually, I don't have a big plan. I am looking at our products in the field as far as plots go to try and determine, what new ones look like and if there's any watch-outs for them and get a feel for them, see what looks good for this coming fall as far as harvest and sales for next year. So that's kind of Thursday, visiting with my sales reps over various issues we have to deal with. And, the next week I have this internal meeting that we're doing. I am going camping for a few days because we go camping this week every year. And down the road, we always have our day-to-day work, which involves promoting the product and that. But I'm going to Europe again this fall for a little cruise.
Yes.
And, I never organize anything as far as that goes. I leave it to my lovely wife, Judy.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear her bring up things like Iceland next year. And
not a bad choice.
A
wonderful destination.
I go with the flow as far as that goes. As long as I have enough vacation and still keep toeing the line where I'm working. Get a few things done. Take Burnett with me here and there.
Well, I'm glad to hear these stories. Thanks for volunteering that information. I suspect things are going to go really well, and it'll be just wonderful. And with that, I just want to thank you guys for coming out today. Thanks so much for coming out, Jim, for being a returning guest and helping organize this stuff.
You're welcome.
Alex, thanks for coming out today. Important part of agriculture where we as producers get out and talk about our business, and we also talk about other things that we do. You're singing, you're organizing tours. Life is good.
You're
doing something that's not, you know, it's
different.
You
look like a good guy to go on this trip we're putting together.
Yeah,
it's like all about trip. Who's on the trip.
Yes, yeah. I suspect. Yeah. I did perk up my ears when I saw the details that you had mentioned in that one.
I'm going to leave you an agenda.
Okay. Maybe I'll have to do a show live from Argentina next year in February.
Sure.
It technically is possible with the internet. You can do anything you want. Okay, that's our show for today, folks. It's the Egg Show. This is episode number 168. The guests today are Alec Burnett and Jim Coffey. And it is August the 9th. We'll see you in 6 days and 22 hours. If you eat this week, thank a farmer. See you later, and bye for now.